working with Aisling has been just a dream come true, like a complete dream come true. I've always looked up to her, don't tell her this, but like I'm a massive fan. It's like every time we're together, I can't really believe that I'm like with Aisling B. But no, she's genuinely the loveliest, funniest person ever, and I'm extremely lucky and grateful that I get to be a younger her. But yeah, I'm a really big fan, so I'm constantly fangirling. But I'm gonna try and keep my cool. I can't let her know. The girls and I have become really, really close during all this because it has been such a whirlwind of a journey. It's such an intimate thing to do and we have to be so vulnerable with each other. So you do get to know each other really quickly and we have gotten to know each other so well. And I love them all so very much. We've become such incredibly good friends. We knew that we were going to find out like what this experience was going to be like and that we were going to get it to do together. So yeah, we've all kind of been a shoulder to lean on for each other and just we all know we can be comfortable and relax with each other and we're all there for each other all the time. Okay, my greatest days on the shoot. Oh my goodness, there's been so many. Every day has its highlight because it is the most absurd circumstances that we've been in that we are pretending that we're in the 90s and we're also following a fictional boy band around the whole time. But I think my greatest day, or one of my absolute favourite days on the shoot, was when we shot Relight My Fire on the bus. That was absolutely magical to get to be on that bus doing that dance that we've been rehearsing and talking about for so many months. And we were so excited, the girls and I were so excited to do it because we get to watch the boys in their element and they are so ridiculously talented. They do so much in that dance. So we just got to enjoy the absurdness of it all and that we were supposed to be on a bus in Clitheroe that like comes apart and then all of a sudden we have the boys performing for us. So I think that was one of my favorite days and we just completely and utterly enjoyed how insane it was. The girls are really good dancers. I am not a dancer. And so I have clung to the girls when we've been doing our sequences. Personally, I've been really lucky in when we've done any sequences. Drew and Ebony have been extremely accommodating for me and so extremely helpful and patient with me as someone who like has two left feet. But yeah, I've enjoyed every sequence. I think at the beginning for me, as someone who does not dance, there's been a little bit of worry every time we've done something of like, oh my goodness, please don't mess this up for everyone involved. But I've really enjoyed it, which is something I never thought I could when it comes to dance, because I do genuinely just flail around when it comes to dancing. But Drew and Ebony somehow managed to make it look like I could dance, so I'm gonna thank them for that one. But no, I've really enjoyed it. Yeah, the girls are amazing dancers, and I'm really lucky that they've been so patient with me and helped me out so much whenever I've asked. The boys are incredible. They are the most like 90s boys you've ever seen in your entire life. Like, I feel like every one of them was born to be in a boy band, a 90s boy band specifically. I don't know how they aren't in a boy band together. The girls and I have observed literally any time the boys do anything, if they're just standing and talking, it looks like it could be an album cover. It's ridiculous. But they're the most lovely guys you will ever meet and so, so ridiculously talented on top of it all. So getting to work with them has been so much fun. They're such funny, lovely people. And so I think when people watch this film, I just want them to have as much fun as we did when we were making it, because we had so much fun.